Good afternoon. Welcome. This is the first of an attempt to create some devotions throughout our separation due to the coronavirus. Today we'll include a scripture reading and reflection, followed by some announcements at the end. So if you have a Bible around or want to pause this real quick and grab one, you can turn to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 27. Paul says, "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you,' and the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. We're the body of Christ at Lockport. As we face the unknown that is coronavirus and the implications it will have on our community and our life together, we hold to this basic fact. You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. As Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 12, in this image of the body to illustrate what it's like to be a follower of Christ, he explains our need for each other. In fact, counter to what we're used to hearing today, and certainly counter to the people of his time in the first century, Paul says, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker, they're the indispensable ones. The parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. For if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. This is really the heart of Christianity. Christianity, following Jesus, it's not about you and it's not about me. It's not about our personal preferences or desires. Christianity is about becoming more like Jesus. It's about aligning our lives with God's will and about following the pattern of Jesus, who gave up his life for the whole world. So as we wrestle with the restrictions that are being put on us due to the spread of the coronavirus, I'm challenged to see this as part of our Lenten season that we're in, part of this build-up to Easter. This is a challenge to practice what we preach and what we believe. We give up things that we may enjoy, that we may find life-giving so that others can live. Christianity isn't about me. It's not about you. To think it is a form of idolatry where I become the object of worship. Christianity is about being the body of Christ here and now. And in this case, in this time period, it really means limiting ourselves so that others can live. It means becoming a servant to others so that they too can experience the love of Jesus and find life. The weaker become indispensable. The less honorable receive more honor. We suffer and we rejoice together as we model our lives on the life of Jesus. Hear these words now from a hymn in our hymnal, as a prayer and as a challenge to us. Will you let me be your servant? Will you let me be as Christ to you? Pray. Pray that I might have that grace to let you be my servant too. You see, we are pilgrims on a journey and we are travelers on the road. We're here to help each other. Walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you and speak the peace you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I'll share your joy and sorrow until we've seen this journey through. Because when we sing to God in heaven, we will find such harmony. And it'll be born of all we've known together of Christ's love and his agony. So will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too. Amen. Here are some announcements and updates for you. We're looking for volunteers who would be willing to help get groceries and other essential items for those who are most at risk of complications from the coronavirus. If you'd be willing to help out the church community in this way, please contact the office. Another way we're looking for volunteers is for people who'd be willing to provide childcare for school-aged children while schools are closed and parents are still working. If you're willing to help out in that capacity, contact the church office. Now, knowing that these are the ways we're looking for volunteers, if you could use help getting groceries or other necessities, or could use help finding childcare, please contact the office and we'll help get you matched up with a volunteer. Alongside these devotionals, we are looking at creating a weekly newsletter in place of the bulletin that will be printed and posted on Fridays. Printed copies of the devotionals as well will be delivered to those who do not have internet access. If you have other ideas for the newsletter, please let us know. We're also exploring the potential of an online Bible study or Sunday school type of interaction that will include daily scripture reading, some input and reflection questions for the group to talk about and to respond to. This would be done via a Facebook group and or via email. If you're interested in being a part of either of those, let the office know. Finally, Pastor Steve is back in the area after being in Colorado with his mom for his aunt's funeral. Steve is going to be working from home for the next 2 weeks just to be safe, but he can still be reached through email or on his cell phone. Thanks for your flexibility as we try and figure out how to do life together. Please check back on Thursday for another devotional and for more information. Grace and peace to you all. Have a good evening.